What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Good morning, millennials. Welcome back to the Morning Toast and happy Friday, Friday. Gotta get down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend party. I'm going for like the high.
You went straight for the bridge.
Yeah, I'm going for the high energy moment. This is a high energy podcast and we are 5 days in a row killing it.
You went straight for the bridge. I just need to get a bunch of things off my chest really quickly.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Okay.
First of all, this episode's dedicated to Brew because he was sick all morning and I'm just thinking of Brew right now.
Sending love to all our Brew stans out there.
And any other puppy who might have had diarrhea this morning. Okay? All of them. This episode's dedicated to them and to the parents who picked up after them.
I stand with the parents.
Can't say that was me.
No, of course not.
Second thing, we need to talk about your Foch. You guys, Claudia has had a Foch renaissance.
Okay, so let's just start at the beginning, honestly, about my face. Because yesterday, Jackie and I, you know, sometimes it's hard to be so creative and funny all the time. And some days, you know, some months, we struggle to come up with content for the Patreon. Because, like, we've literally spoken and vlogged everything.
But we refuse to do anything that's not premium.
Or we never give it less than 100%.
We've actually done some vlogs that we have not posted because they were not premium. I remember shopping for bridesmaids dresses. Actually, I think we posted it, but it wasn't an episode. We were like, this is really bad.
Enjoy. Yeah. Oh, also when we were upstate during the pandemic, we did like the most stupid ass vlog. Like I was like going to dye my hair and then I realized I had to bleach my hair. So I was like not going to do it. And then we did like we went to like the pharmacy because there was nothing to do up there. And then we did like a haul from the pharmacy. And we literally were like, we're scrapping this. It's a piece of shit. But you know what? Now I feel like if we watched it, it was probably amazing.
It probably had its moments. But so yesterday we had the idea. We've actually been thinking about this idea for a while that I was going to do Claudia's makeup.
Well, the idea is that we'll do both of, like, we'll do
each
other's.
Yeah, the idea is also eventually you'll do mine. We'll see about that.
We're doing it.
But yesterday I went over to Claudia's. I did her makeup from scratch. The vlog is on our Patreon, patreon.com/themorningtoast. The vlog is so incredible.
It's honestly, I watched it 3 times. I made Ben watch it. I was like so proud of it.
It was so funny. So the vlog is so enjoyable, but also like what
we were being hysterical.
What came out of it, which was this new look for you.
So when I think of videos like that, I just assumed I was going to be leaving my house like looking like a clown. Like it was like a funny thing we did. Haha, we're so crazy. I was not expecting to look like a bride on her wedding day. Like not at all.
She looked so stunning. And of course, you know, your face is your face. How different can you really look? And also, I'm not, you know, a professional makeup artist like doing crazy looks, but just like the way that I go about the Foch clearly is so different from you. And we both thought you looked amazing at the end.
You guys are going to die from the results. Like, and so I went out to dinner last night and I did my makeup again this morning. And both times I've tried to like, I took a lot of technique away from our time together. And I tried to apply those techniques to my routine and I've changed things up. Like I'm wearing brown eyeshadow. I don't know if you noticed. And it's just not the same.
No, it's not the same.
What am I looking like today? It ain't right.
It ain't right. First of all, about the brown eyeshadow, like, do you stick to just half the lid? It looks like you went up here a little bit.
Okay, I have a fucked up spray tan right now.
No, it's not the spray tan. It's just, it looks like you went all over the lid, but not just 50% and down, the halfway line.
Okay, like, that's not really where I'm feeling concerned about the look. It's my skin.
Do you do the concealer?
I did the concealer, I did the contour. I baked, like I did everything you did, even though I never do that stuff. And you know what's so funny is like now that I think about it, I actually think the way you do your face is like perfect for someone like me. And the way that I do my face normally actually I think is perfect for you too.
Why?
Because you just have like this like perfect little face. Like it doesn't need like shaping, you know?
Like sculpting?
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay, that's an interesting point that does make me curious to see you do my makeup.
So it was such a good vlog. Check it out. And then just let us know if you want me to do Jackie's makeup because it has to happen and it's only right.
That's what everyone said. I'm going to allow it because, you know, I let my guard down for the Patreon. But the idea of you coming at my face with your hands and just...
I wear gloves.
No, I just don't like my face. It's not about your hands. Like, I don't like my face being touched even if it's touched with a glove.
Nobody likes their face being touched. But you know what? We get over it for the Patreon.
Well, for the Patreon. But I dislike it more than most people.
Is that the... you said you had a few things to say right from the get-go. Was that it?
It was just dedicated to Brew and your newfound Foch.
Thank you for acknowledging the Foch in the room. And our hearts are with Bruno, truly and honestly.
Thank you so much. That really means a lot. He's on my mind today.
While Bruno's having such a hard day, Theo's having the best day of his life because due to his parents' miscommunication, he had two breakfasts this morning and...
hence being two breakfast tigs.
TBT. Two breakfast tigs.
And two breakfast tigs, I think he comes around... twice a year, I think it happens.
Way more.
Really?
Yeah, like once every couple months.
And so he must think it's his birthday once every couple months. Like, this is going to be the best day ever. Plus, he has spa services today. He went for a walk. Like, it's a beautiful weather day.
It's a great day to be Theo.
I think Theo thinks it's his birthday today.
Not to rub in, you know, obviously what Bruno's going through, but Theo's having an amazing day.
Well, you know what? That actually, that makes me feel good because at least one of my boys... is on a good page today.
So Dear Evan Hansen came out last night. I think I'm going to see it tonight.
How fun for you.
Do you want to come?
No.
I know. Well, so
not unless it's on streamers.
The reviews are so atrocious. Like, people are saying it's the worst movie they've ever seen.
Stop.
But I don't know. I'm going into it with an open mind. I love the movie. I love the show. And I love Ben Platt. So I think I'm ready.
How bad could it be?
I know. The music is so good. Like, really, how bad could it be?
I don't know. Things are really bad these days.
And it's the duo who created Greatest Showman. What are their names?
Pasek and Paul.
That's what I'm saying.
Nobody's complaining about the music, though. Like, if the movie is shit, like, don't take it out on Pasek and
Paul. Don't bring Pasek and Paul into this.
No, Pasek and Paul did their job. The soundtrack is flames, and they got such good collabs to, like, cover some of the songs for the soundtrack. Like, Pasek and Paul understood the assignment. Don't come for them. Don't look for them.
Leave Pasek and Paul's name out your mouth.
I think if the movie is bad, it's only up to one man, because he's the star, he's the writer, he's the producer, he's Ben Platt.
He's not the writer.
Didn't he, like, create the show?
He worked with, like, the people who wrote it. Like, it was built around him.
Okay, he didn't, like, write it in his bedroom and bring it downstairs to his dad, who's a producer, and said, like, make this for me?
No. So he worked with producers. Like, they built the character around him. He was very involved from the get-go, but he didn't write the show. But then with the movie, I do believe he was, you know, hella involved. Because his dad is a producer. And that's why people are just, like, not into this film. Because Ben Platt is, like, a 30-year-old playing a 16-year-old. And I don't know when we started caring about things like that. Because it's been going on for centuries. But the nepotism of it all. But, like, I don't know. I'm very selective with my nepotism. Like, certain nepotistic virtues seem to bother me and others don't. Well, and I'm just biased.
Nepotistic virtues really do bother me. But when someone has talent, like, Ben... I just forgot his name.
Platt.
I was going to say Ben Paul.
Yeah, sure.
Ben Platt is an extreme rare talent. His singing, his even contributions to the show, just everything he touches, he's a talent. Whether or not his parents are famous, like, he deserves the success that he's having. That doesn't bother me.
No, there's, like, one instance of nepotism. I feel like you know what it is that grinds my gears, and I would never say it. But, like, I really, really, because, like, talk about having no talent, but I'm not going to say who it is.
I actually don't know what you're talking about. You'll have to catch me up later.
You know. If you really thought long and hard, you would know.
Okay, well, I'm not going to sit here and think, but no, we can talk about it later.
So, yeah, that's what's going on. I went to karaoke last night, and I kind of, you know, took your words from yesterday's show. I was talking about it all night. Like, Jackie said, I can't sing. She used to be mine. Like, I was telling everyone. And you know what? You had a point. It wasn't great. It wasn't great, and I thought it was, and I think maybe every time I've sang it before, I was, like, really drunk, and, you know, I think I'm, like, amazing.
You thought you were doing something.
But I was looking through it with critical lenses last night, and I did not do anything, actually. I did nothing of the sort.
Well, at least you can be honest with yourself.
No, and I was like, John, film this. I'm gonna show Jackie. And, like, I literally deleted the video. It was an atrocity.
And at least you can now see that I'm only ever looking out for you, and that I'm never just, like, saying stuff to hurt your feelings.
No, I know, but, like... Just because you're not saying it to hurt my feelings doesn't mean that it doesn't.
No, but that was like when you call me Chessie.
Yeah, but you know, the truth hurts.
And so it did. And so it did for you.
Chessie. I fucking, like, right now, could really go for some of Chessie's chili.
Yeah.
Or her pancakes. Or her grilled cheese. Remember when she made that whole feast for Hallie when she got home and Hallie ate not one bite of it except the corner of the grilled cheese? Like,
can't relate.
That was disgusting. Like, imagine having a chef. That's fucking privilege, okay?
Yeah. No, I truly can't relate. I'm ready for chili season. I think we're about a week away.
We're in the 60s today. It's 63 degrees. That's, like, cold.
I know, but look outside. You're not going to eat a chili with, like, looking out the window. Actually, you don't look out the window.
Well, so I live in a bunker with no windows, so it's actually chili day every day because the air the air conditioning's always on, and I never know what the weather is. Like, last night, walked out into a hurricane and had no fucking idea because I live in a bunker, and my search to see the snow before Christmas is bleak, you guys. Like, I have a search in, you know, Street Easy, all these places. Not even that specific criteria. Like, I want to leave a cast a wide net. There are days, like most days, there's not even one update, like not even one new apartment.
That's really crazy.
Yeah, so.
It'll happen for you.
No, if I like don't, no, it's, sure, whatever.
Okay. Well, we actually will be discussing Christmas today in the Fast Five, so we can start to think about how we can cultivate this vibe for you.
Yeah.
In the worst case scenario, which is that you're still in your apartment.
It's looking very likely.
Wow, shocking. Yeah. Okay, I think without further ado, we should get into the Fast Five stories that you need to know before you take a bite out of your morning toast.
And today's episode is brought to you by Blenders. Fresh from San Diego, California, comes the only sunglasses brand that we're ever going to wear again. We're talking about Blenders eyewear, and you're going to be just as hooked when you see how awesome these shades are. Fabulous styles, such a variety, great selection. Their goal is to create adventurous mid-priced eyewear options with the same cool factor as other leading brands. And unlike expensive big brand shades that you probably lost or smashed in the past, Blenders are actually affordable, so you're not going to cry as much when the inevitable happens because you ain't lived until you've, you know, your sunglasses have flown off while you're on a yacht. Blenders team in-house designers are constantly coming out with new styles from orange polarized wraparounds, tortoiseshell frames with purple lenses to classic gold arms on black lenses. They also have prescription glasses, readers, and blue lights, as well as a snow collection with goggles and accessories. I have their blue light glasses, which I constantly wear before bed while watching Downton Abbey, and they're fabulous. Live life in forward motion with Blenders. And if you want to score 15% off your Blenders purchase, visit blenderseyewear.com and enter the promo code TOASTVIP. That's blenderseyewear.com, code TOASTVIP for 15% off. Blenders, rocked with pride worldwide.
Thank you, Claudia.
It's a pleasure.
I just want to let everyone know today's stories include a lot of sad couple news.
SCN?
SCN. We've had a lot of happy couple news recently. And so now, of course, what goes up?
What the couples giveth, the couples also taketh away.
Yeah. So the first couple that broke up, Elon Musk and Grimes, have broken up after 3 years together. Yeah, everyone. Like, get your tissue box ready. Elon Musk and Grimes have broken up after 3 years together. Page Six can exclusively reveal the SpaceX founder confirmed that he and the Canadian singer are semi-separated, but remain on good terms and continue to co-parent their one-year-old son, XAEAXII Musk. Musk himself told Page Six.
Oh, responded to the email?
He responded to the email. He said, "We are semi-separated but still love each other, still see each other frequently and are on great terms. It's mostly that my work at SpaceX and Tesla requires me to be primarily in Texas or traveling overseas, and her work is primarily in LA. She's staying with me now and baby X is in the adjacent room." However, it's worth noting that this earlier this month, they were at the Met Gala together. She walked the carpet alone, but he met her inside.
Why didn't he walk the carpet?
Maybe he's nervous. Maybe he was feeling shy.
Yeah.
And then he had his after party at Zero Bond. I know that would really hurt for you that you weren't there. Yes, I didn't know how to tell you the news.
Elon had a party at Zero Bond, the one night I don't go.
He threw like a big Met Gala after party at Zero Bond.
I was literally there last night.
And then Grimes was there, and they were photographed leaving together the next day. So it's like, there's definitely not bad blood here. Like, I do believe them when they say scheduling conflict.
Yeah, of course, because, like, you know, being the richest man in the world, like, meetings, podcast.
Yeah.
I'm shocked by this, like, really, truly shocked, even though I don't even, like, ship so hard. Like, I don't really understand Grimes at all, and I don't know who the perfect woman for Elon Musk is, but I've never felt particularly moved by their story. So, yeah. I'm sad for them, but I will move on. And this means we get to play, like, who's Elon dating next? And that's such a fun game.
I just feel like if he has the time and space X to date, then he's going to be with Grimes. Like, I think Grimes is his lady. It reminds me of just Bruno and Magnolia. Like, they don't see each other for a while because, like, their moms can't meet up.
Mm-hmm.
But when they're, like, he's the only woman for her.
I don't know. I also feel like, and I don't know if this is just, like, me not being a feminist, but I feel like a person like Elon Musk, like, doesn't have time. This is going to be terrible. Like, doesn't, like, have time for a partner with a career, if that makes sense. Like, someone who can travel overseas with him and, like, be with the baby and, like, just.
It's like Kanye and Kim.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I think he's looking for more of, like, a stay-at-home mom than a touring artist.
Well, I guess if she could go everywhere with him, then
they,
then they could stay together.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. I think these two, like, I think this is just, like, a temporary ship is, like, at the port, has repairs, but it's going back out to sea. That's my theory.
I don't, like, you know, have a ticket on this ship. Like, I really don't care about this relationship.
I'm in a first class cabin.
No, I know you are. I just, like, really do not understand the scripture of. No, that's not the joke. Whatever. I just don't understand Grimes. So, like, I don't feel vested in this.
Okay. That's fine. I ship Elon being happy and healthy and in love and, like, a family man.
Of
even
course.
Though he has 5 other kids.
No, I know. Like,
do you want to know something crazy? He has 5 other kids, which we knew.
Yeah.
And 3 of them are triplets.
What?
Yeah. He has triplets.
Okay. Like, I think one of the most under-discussed things is that, like, before Elon Musk was famous, he had, like, a wife and, like, a very normal life.
Yeah.
But he was just, like, a really rich guy with, like, a pretty blonde wife who gave him 5 kids.
Yeah. And he just, like, was into his technology and spaceships.
And, like, where is she?
I'm sure she's happy and doing well. She's an author.
Oh, cute.
Mm-hmm. So.
I don't relate to you.
Excuse me?
I don't relate to you, no. Do you know that song?
No.
Yes, you do. Because I'd never treat me this shitty. You made me hate this city.
It sounds
and
great.
And I don't talk shit about you on the internet. Never told anyone anything bad. Because that shit's embarrassing. You. Okay, so I'm seeing Billie Eilish tomorrow.
Is that Billie Eilish?
Yes, it's so good.
I know the one line from, like, Reels.
From TikTok. Yeah, you are literally the friend who watches recycled TikToks on Reels. But you know what? However you get your fix, like, live your life.
I didn't know that was Billie Eilish. It sounds like Olivia Rodrigo.
That was not English. I'm Billie Eilish.
Really? Like, there were so many times this morning where I could have stopped you dead in your tracks, called you out.
You could have, yeah.
And
but,
I don't.
But you know what? And that's the lesson here. You're better than me, and that was a mistake. yes, it's Billie Eilish, and, like, she's just been starting to, like, sing that song out live because she was playing at a festival last night.
It's Snatchler's song. Snatchler's
there. And it looks so lit, and I'm going to be there tomorrow.
Oh, very cool. I watched Without Sound. You're going to be there tomorrow because she's performing at Global Citizen.
Yes.
Very cool. I'm happy for you.
Me too. Like, I'm going to be, like such a Gen Z-er, like, Billie Eilish.
We'd be like
this? Oh, yeah, like, this is literally going to be me, like, at the concert. I don't talk shit about you on the internet. So good.
Okay, we need to move on to our other bout of sad couple news. Jason Derulo has split from Jenna Frooms 4 months after welcoming a son.
We
decided to part ways.
He announced it, like, super informally in a tweet and was basically just like, leave us alone. We want privacy.
He said, Jenna and I have decided to part ways. She's an amazing mother, but we feel being apart at this time will allow us to be the best versions of ourselves and the best parents we could be. Please respect our privacy at this time.
I'm shook.
Do you feel like disrespecting their privacy and, like, discussing what could have happened?
Absolutely.
Okay.
So
what are your thoughts?
Here's the thing. Like, Jason Derulo is, like, the biggest star on TikTok. He has 50 million followers. And he really, like, you know, I never really knew about his personal life until TikTok, and him and Jenna are, like, always making content. She's, like, a huge star on TikTok, too. She's, like, doing brand
Did
deals.
Did they meet through TikTok, or she came up on TikTok because, like, she was his leading lady?
The latter.
Cool.
And I just feel like I know them very well. And then she got pregnant. And I'm like, this is so cute. Like, a young family getting started, like, on TikTok. It's beautiful. And
it's
I'm
a TikTok family.
I'm shook. I'm not going to lie. Like, this is crazy. First of all, they had a baby 4 months ago. Mm-hmm. So what went wrong?
Yeah.
And I'm just shook by this.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I just feel like Jenna's not the problem.
You think something nefarious happened here?
No.
Not cheating?
Not cheating. No, that's not what I'm thinking. I just feel like, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what I feel. I'm just really concerned.
Interesting.
I don't think anything nefarious. Do you?
Well, yeah, because, well, nefarious is, you know, a wide-ranging term.
That's but why it's not such a great term.
It's not just, like, scheduling conflict, because, like, you have a four-month-old. No. Like, you just work through those things. It's something that can't be worked through, and that makes me think nefarious.
Mm. I understand your logic, and I quite agree.
Okay.
So I was just really surprised by this and, like, sad.
Yeah.
And, like, justice for Jenna. I don't know what happened, but I just... Justice for Jenna. Like, she just had a baby.
Yeah. Very, very sad news. I mean, all these ships going down, you hate to see it.
It's literally like the Titanic.
Truly. Are you ready for our next story, which is some exciting holiday news?
Is it the exciting holiday news that's brought to you by Noom by chance?
Yes, it is.
Ooh, what are the odds?
Yes, it is.
All right, you guys, Noom. Everything of the sort. Here's why.
I mean, everything of the sort. We try to tell you all the time, but we're going
to
tell you.
We try to tell you all the time, but like... Sometimes words just can't do it justice. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. No, results do it justice.
You don't need rules to lose weight, and just the knowledge and wisdom to help you build smarter, more sustainable habits. So Noom's cognitive behavioral approach helps you unlearn bad habits and better understand your relationship with food. One size does not fit all, so choose your goals, and Noom will personalize a weight loss program for you. 80% of Noom users finish the program, and over 60% have stuck with their goals for at least a year. With Noom, taking care of your health is empowering instead of stressful. There's no need to fear ruining the whole program with one day off, because Noom will help you get back on track, and all you need is 10 minutes. All they're asking is 10 minutes from you to check in. There's no grueling or early mornings, huge chunks out of your day. Noom is a fabulous program. It's backed by science. It's nourishing instead of restrictive, and it offers a psychology-based approach. Start building better habits for healthier long-term results. Sign up for your trial at noom.com/toast. That's noom.com/toast to sign up for your trial. noom.com/toast. What do you have to lose?
Thank you for that, Claudia. Noom is really everything of the sort if you're looking to meet some of your health goals. Check it out. Okay, our next story is Kelly Clarkson's Christmas album, When Christmas Comes Around. Tracklist has dropped. The collabs are insane. The covers are sickening, you guys. And this is what's going to get us rolling into the holiday season.
Just really quickly, I was giggling all day yesterday about I was like telling everyone about this great joke we made about like Christmas being canceled with the elf old tweets. If you didn't watch yesterday's episode, it was particularly hilarious.
Yeah, no, it was really funny. The elf with old tweets. Christmas
giggling
canceled.
All day.
Okay, tracklist is here. Here are the collabs that she has going on for this album. First, a song with Chris Stapleton called Glow.
It's gonna be gorgeous.
It's gonna be insane.
Chris Stapleton is just out here like making dreams come true. You know, he's on the Red album with Taylor Swift. Collab. Kelly Clarkson, collab. Just fabulous.
Fabulous stuff. Also, she's collabing with Ari, which just goes to show what we were saying earlier this week about the voice judge camaraderie is everything of the sort.
No, this is synergy like I can get behind.
Yeah. They're singing Santa, Can't You Hear Me, which I...
It's not. Our discussion yesterday, I thought it was Ari's original song.
Yeah. But no, it's just a real song that's out there.
I'm just going to, I don't know, all these Christmas songs, Santa, Can't You Hear Me? Santa, Can You Hear Me?
Can't.
Okay, because Santa, Can You Hear Me is a song by Britney Spears.
Yeah. Maybe it's an original.
Yeah, maybe it's like the POV, other perspective from the Britney Spears song.
Yeah. Then we have a collab with Brett Eldridge, Under the Mistletoe, which is a Kelly original, and it's fucking fantastic. How does it go? Under the Mistletoe, I'm sorry, Justin Bieber sang that too, so not a Kelly original.
What's this one? You're here, there you be, and now I went away, alone on Christmas Day. Which one's that? It's so good.
I have to pull up Wrapped in Red. Give me a second.
Wrapped in Red, and by the way, I'm going to say one negative thing about this.
About Wrapped in Red?
No, just comparing to Wrapped in Red. The imagery, the marketing, like the assets being used, the photo shoot, not my favorite. I don't think it's holiday enough. I like really cheesy ass, like big red bows. She's wearing like a purple dress. She looks gorgeous, but I'm just not into the styling. It's a little, you know, like non-denominational holiday when I'm very much looking for Christmas.
Okay, interesting. I believe it's Underneath the Tree was the song that we were just singing.
Got it.
And okay, yeah, it's hard to top Wrapped in Red, and so obviously she just wrapped herself in purple instead.
Right.
But I give myself over to Kelly Clarkson. You know?
I love that her and Ari are doing a collab. Like, that makes me so happy. Like, talk about two queens who are definitely just like nice, you know?
Yeah, and talented. Like the pipes on the songs. Okay, also some of the exciting news is are the songs that she's singing. A lot of originals, a lot of like covers of Kelly songs, and a lot of covers of iconic Christmas songs, such as All I Want for Christmas Is You.
Oh my God, yes. Like I had never even thought of it, but like has Kelly ever even sang that song? I've got to go on a deep dive rabbit hole, like seeing if there's a cover of it somewhere, because that's going to be gorgeous.
Yeah. It's all stunning. The album comes out October 15th. I know we talked about it yesterday, but like I feel like once that album comes out, and it's a little earlier than I usually start celebrating. I start celebrating.
It's not chili season yet.
I start celebrating on November 1st usually, like after Halloween. We do our Halloween episode, and then I can throw myself into the holidays. But I think October 15th is the start date this year.
Wow, because Kelly?
Because of Kelly. That's what she said. What she said.
She said what she said, and she did not stutter.
Nope. Mm-mm. She did not.
Can Kelly do the whistle tone? Like that Ari and Mariah Carey could do, like that. I could do it too.
I don't know if she can do what they can do, but she has her own whistle.
You know, I was just, I was just wondering like if she does that. But yeah. I don't think so. Because as far as I know, the only people who can do it are Ari.
Yeah, she's in a different like vocal range than them. So it's just different.
For sure. Not better or worse, just different. Mm-hmm.
Are you ready for our next story?
Mm-hmm.
Super Mario Brothers, the animated movie, has a star-studded cast.
I did see this, and I thought some of the casting was really good. Anya? Yes.
Chris Pratt is playing Mario, Super Mario. Anya Taylor-Joy is in it. She's playing Princess Peach. Then we also have Jack Black, Charlie Day. Oh,
who's Jack Black going to be?
Hold on. I like the thing that I saw earlier had it all like easily spelled out. Me too, we saw the
same thing.
Yeah, but this article is giving me a harder time.
Hold on, I'll just Google it.
I think Jack, maybe he's Bowser. That's pretty on point.
Okay, it doesn't say 1 second. Jack Black is Bowser. Very good.
Thank you. Charlie Day
is Luigi.
Keegan-Michael Key.
Toad.
Seth Rogen.
Donkey Kong.
Fred Armisen.
Not on my current list, so obviously not relevant enough.
And then I guess these are subsequent characters. Kevin Michael Richardson, Sebastian Maniscalco, and Charles Martinet.
Oh, happy for Sebastian Maniscalco. Like,
yeah. No, and he's got a good voice.
Yeah, and he's literally like the hardest working man in comedy.
Yeah, so this is really exciting. I mean, I think this is going to be a really good movie just based on the fact that,
but like, what's the movie? Like, it's a video game.
No, but so there's going to be a plot. Like, something's going on. Wario is, you know.
Wario.
Trying to do stuff.
He's trying to start stuff always.
Right. I think they'll write a nice plot.
So, excuse me. Mario is, like, an American voice, right? But Luigi is Luigi. No?
I don't know if Mario is American.
Yeah, he's like, woohoo!
Oh.
You know?
Yeah.
Look, look, look. Like, but Luigi is like,
he's Italian.
Yeah.
But I thought Mario's Italian too. We'll find out soon.
I would love to hear like a prequel, how they were raised, you know?
Maybe that's what this is.
What made them them?
What made them super?
Exactly.
What made them brothers?
And what made Mario the main character and not Luigi?
Main character energy.
Does that cause problems between the brothers?
I think Luigi, like, he just
is happy to be there.
He obviously believes in Mario's vision and just wants to support.
Love,
I think
love
the whole
it.
Crew really believes in Mario's vision.
I think we all believe in Mario.
We all believe in Mario. Are you ready for our fifth and final story? A little fashion news.
I'm sorry, what was that?
We have actually some background music today.
Yes, we hired a band.
We hired a band. They're called the Jackhammers. It's the Triangles and the Jackhammers performing the final story.
Mario and Waluigi. Don't forget about Princess Peach and Bowser.
Don't forget about Princess Peach and Bowser.
No, I ship them hardcore. You know, Bowser's like the villain, right? Like, we're always trying to beat Bowser at the end.
I don't know. There is a lot of infighting amongst. Because also, like, if we're playing and I'm Peach.
And I'm Mario, we're against each other.
Right. But at the end of the day, we're all brothers.
But we're also always rescuing Peach. Like, she's always getting her dumb self into trouble.
I don't know. It's just because her dress is too big. She can't.
She doesn't can't run as fast as the
others. She doesn't have the mobility and the agility of the other characters.
100%.
You know, so she needs a modernization. I'm sure Anya Taylor-Joy will be like, I think Peach deserves a backstory.
We'll usher Peach into the modern era.
She'll be like, she's an inventor.
Literally, like how, I know exactly what you're thinking.
Like Emma Watson, yep. Beauty and the Beast. And what did we watch recently? Cinderella.
I keep seeing clips of Cinderella. I've set up shop on Cinderella slander side of TikTok, and it's so fabulous. I saw like clips of them like singing regular songs in like the village.
I tried to tell
it's
you.
It's moronic.
But you sent me some of the clips out of context that like, yes, out of context, they look really silly. But in the moment watching them, that didn't stand out to me as one of the bad moments.
Well, you're alone in that.
I guess. Okay, our last story.
Do you think there's anyone on the planet whose favorite movie is Cinderella?
Yes, 100%.
The Camila Cabello version?
Yes.
Okay.
Like, there are Camila Cabello stans. They probably also love the story of Cinderella, and to them, this was a dream come true. Like, the heavens smiled down on them, and they can't believe their luck. Like, well, for me, that's how I feel about Greatest Showman. Like, that this movie...
Yeah, but that's actually, like, factually based a great movie. Like... You know,
I'm sure you could find critics and they would say, do you think there's anyone who it's their favorite movie? And here I am.
No.
Here I am. This is me.
This is real.
Wrong. This is me.
Still a very good. This is me.
Yeah, but just like the wrong one for the occasion.
Okay. So the fifth and final story is brought to you by Liquid Death. You guys, the most interesting water bottle brand. Well, not bottle, actually.
That's why it's so interesting.
Aluminum cans. So if you're pregnant, you're drinking Liquid Death, it's just water. Someone's going to think you're drinking a beer. They're going to knock the beer out of your hand. It's true. You're going to say, sir, this is Liquid Death. Water. That's what you're going to say. So why is it called Liquid Death? Because it will brutally murder your thirst, and their infinitely recyclable Tallboy cans are helping bring death to plastic bottles. They also donate 10% of the profits from every can sold to help kill plastic pollution. So... it's twofold. One, it's just like a hilarious bit, like you drinking a beer, but it's actually water. And then also there's a real nice meaning behind it. It's good for the environment. We're trying to get rid of plastic, and aluminum cans are recyclable, which is fabulous. So if you want to get free shipping on all their water, and you can get merch, liquiddeath.com/toast. Again, that's liquiddeath.com/toast. Or they also sell Liquid Death at Whole Foods and 7-Eleven. So you should check it out.
Thank you for that, Claudia.
Get on your Zoom class with your professor. Start drinking it.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Our fifth and final story, a little fashion news. Savage X Fenty Show Volume 3 kicked off in Los Angeles and is going to premiere on Amazon Prime Video today. So you can see all the fashions of the fashion show. Tons of celebs, star-studded, walking in the show, showing off the threads.
There were performances. Normani performed. And notably missing was one former Savage Fenty ambassador, Erika Jayne.
Did she walk in the show?
I don't know, but she's just been like a huge part of their brand. And I think that maybe she's like, if things had gone differently, like this was the year she would have been in the show, because like she started a really long partnership with them.
Wow, that's a really, really good point.
Yeah.
So the show comes out today. Really exciting. A lot of models. Cindy Crawford's walking.
Emily Ratajkowski.
Mm-hmm. And then there's so many celebs in attendance.
This Rihanna really should have had Linda Evangelista.
Yeah, but like this was filmed before. Like
before we knew.
Yeah. But this has really become like Victoria's Secret fashion show, you know?
No, it's crazy how like so much has changed. Oh, and everyone was freaking out because Adriana Lima's in it, which is like such a big deal.
That is
a big deal. Because Adriana Lima is like the Victoria's Secret angel, and now she's working for the competition.
My, how the tables have turned.
Literally. But like that's like when you watch Savage Fenty Show, you like understand why Victoria like fell so hard so fast. Like,
yeah.
It's the most inclusive, people of all different sizes, shapes, colors, and it's just like Victoria's Secret could never compete, like, ever.
Yeah.
And I love that, like, this is the standard now.
Yeah. But it really is, like, the same idea in the performances and everything. I never really realized.
Have we spoken about the lingerie of Savage X Fenty? Because, like, it's fire.
No, we haven't spoken about the designs themselves.
I don't really wear lingerie.
I don't wear lingerie either, but I see a lot of the Savage X Fenty stuff on my Instagram because, like, I follow girls who are brand ambassadors, mm-hmm. I guess. And it's the cutest things. Such cute things. Yeah. You should get some.
I know, like, I should. Mm-hmm. Just ruminating.
Okay, cool. Well, I don't have too much TV to share, but I do need to talk about Nine Perfect Strangers.
Please.
I need to get it off my chest. Everything about the show should have been amazing. Like, first of all, Leanne Moriarty book, like, turned into a TV show. wonderful. Wellness retreat, sign me up again.
Nicole Kidman.
Nicole, the cast, every single cast member is perfectly cast. Well, we'll get to that. And it's like such a great premise for a show. Like nine strangers on a spooky retreat. What could go wrong? Everything. So I started it when it first came out and I was trying to follow along. And like, I wasn't loving it, but I was just like pushing myself because I'm like, this is the show that's out there right now. And this is what we're going to be watching.
Right.
After like four episodes, I was like, I can't do this to myself anymore. Like TV should not make me cringe and make my skin crawl. Like I'm not watching. But then the other day I was talking to Dana and she was like, I'm obsessed with Nine Perfect Strangers. We just watched the second to last episode. It's amazing. It's finally getting really good.
I love when people say that. Like, the second to last episode, it's finally getting good. So, like, it's not good.
No, but, like, maybe everything, like, starts. They lay all this groundwork for, like, six episodes. And now the payoff comes, which.
For sure. I'm just saying, fundamentally.
Since it's based on a book, like, I can understand that. And I can get with it.
No, because fundamentally, if a show is not good till the second to last episode, that means that 8 out of 10 of the episodes are not good. That makes it a bad show, by logic.
No.
I don't make the rules.
It doesn't necessarily have to be a bad show, but if it's like you're not understanding, but by the time you understand it will. It's like reading a book, literally. For so long, you're like waiting, and then it's like, is the solution to the problems we've been reading gonna like blow your mind?
Okay, so what happened?
So she was like, it's amazing, you should watch it. I was like, you know what? And she's not even like a huge pop culture person. I'm like, if she loved the show so much, like, I'm gonna watch it. So I started again last night, and It's atrocious. I couldn't believe it was worse than the beginning that I watched.
I told you it was bad.
I still didn't get to the penultimate episode that she was talking about because, like, my skin was crawling. And I'm just like, TV is supposed to be entertaining.
Enjoyable.
And I am so cringe. And I have to be honest, like, it's Nicole Kidman. It's Masha.
Wow, that's a hot fucking take. I know.
It's the accent. Like, it's awful. If I could skip through her scenes, maybe I could enjoy the show because, you know, Melissa McCarthy's doing her thing being sort of funny, and with Bobby Cannavale, they're like, yeah, got a little something brewing. Mm. And some of the other cast stories, some are interesting. Something's gonna happen with Luke Evans, so I'm curious about that. But I can't fast forward through the Masha stuff because that's all the spooky mystery parts. So I was like, I'm calling it a day with this awful, awful show.
I'm so glad to hear that because I started it and I thought it was atrocious and people said I didn't give it enough of my energy, but I do feel like I did.
And when I posted that Nicole Kidman deserves a Razzie for this, I got so much support.
Oh, okay.
So many people, like people who I'm like friends with in real life, like being like, thank you, it's awful. And then also, of course, you know, like Toasters being like, yes, and the
book Razzie season.
And that just like the show is bad, the book is bad. And I'm just really shocked that this is where I've landed. I purposely did not read the book so that I could enjoy the show, because you can't do both ever, because you're going to be like, it's not as good as the book. And this is what I get. This is the things I get. That accent, I'm sorry, like everything about Masha and just like her like touching and like her talking and her whispering. No,
the thing is like when you're Nicole Kidman and you have such a unique niche, you know, rich, older woman, you really shouldn't stray too far away from that. And I'm afraid going to like a Russian spiritual healer is not going, it doesn't fit under the category of things Nicole Kidman is good at. She plays the same character in every single show.
And I gave her so long in the show before I was like, no, it's you. In the beginning, like, if someone had told me in the beginning, like, her accent is so bad, I try not to, like, get bogged down by stuff like that because I'm not an actor. I don't do accents. So who am I to be like, this is a bad accent, you know? I know a real Russian accent. Right. But just, like, the whispering. Ugh. Like, since it's chilled on my spine.
I'm so sorry.
It was just... No. No. And today I was on Spotify on my release radar and I saw that Keith Urban released a song for Nine Perfect Strangers called Crimson Blue. And I was like, everything about this has all the makings of something that I would literally love and adore. And I can't.
Well,
and
I love can't to enjoy. See them working together. I'm not going to lie. Like the best couple in Hollywood. And I just want to say, I'm saying it now. And I actually really mean this. If I ever sit down at the show and we're discussing a story where Nicole Kidman and Keith Urban are not together anymore, it will be the last show we ever do.
Okay.
That's the only thing that can break up this show.
Okay.
It's a good thing we don't have to worry.
I don't know. After what I just, what I saw last night. You know what? It actually made me miss Outlander. So I put it back on.
Wow. That's...
I put it back on. I was like, at least my, you know, I my skin was crawling less with Outlander.
Yeah.
But now, of course, like, Jamie's back with in captivity with the Redcoats. I don't think I'm turning it back on. And it's episode 14 I'm about to watch, and episode 17.
16. There's only 16 episodes in the first season.
And it's obviously something that happens while he's in... captured. While he's captured.
I don't know. Any context, like, of who's who.
So this might be where... But you know what? Jane Eyre has been...
delightful.
Wonderful. A delight. I've been reading it before bed just to get me, you know, to help me fall asleep. And
to get you nice and bored.
No, exactly. And it's really, I mean, I'm nowhere. I'm like 10% in, but it's been delightful. So that's something that's good.
Fabulous.
But it's really been a wash of a content week for me, honestly.
Mm. Well, I can't relate.
No, I know.
Just living in Downton. And I'll probably finish it this weekend, which is so sad. But I'm going to take it slow.
Nice. No, it's good. You need to finish it so we can actually talk about it.
I know. Okay, you guys, that's our show. I really don't have the energy to do our wrap up. Like, do you want to do it today?
Sure. I mean, you don't like how I do it because I don't do it the same way as you.
I won't complain.
I put my own, like, spin on it.
Yeah, no, be yourself.
Thank you so much for listening to the Morning Toast of the Millennial Morning Show, where we deliver the fast five stories that you need to know every Monday through Friday around 10:30 a.m. If you're watching the show, that means that you probably liked it if you watched for this long, or you like to engage in, you know, torturing yourself, just like me watching Nine Perfect Strangers, and you just want to watch stuff.
It's turned into a stand-up set.
Like, and you just want to watch stuff that makes your skin crawl. But if you're not that person and you're watching because you enjoyed the show, please, you know, leave a thumbs up on this video. If you're listening as a podcast, a 5-star review in the podcast store. Let us know how beautiful, stunning, and smart we are. And we shall see you tomorrow. You can always follow us and keep up on Instagram at The Morning Toast. My personal Instagram is at Jackie Ashray. And I do believe the content is premium. That is what people say.
It for sure is.
Yeah. Yeah. And then we also have Girl With No Job, Club With No Job, Pups With No Job. There's a lot out there for you. So we will see you on Monday. If you've made it this far into the episode, you are now a part of the Society Season 2. And in commemoration of season 2 of this society, please leave an emoji of
a dog, because we honor Bruno today.
Okay, even though we've done that one before. But yes, in honor of Bruno, please leave the first puppy emoji that looks like Bruno. And have an amazing weekend, everyone. We will see you on Monday.
Love you.
Goodbye.
Bye.